Polls, bunkers, a sailor's father, and the social security question. A new poll showing President Trump's approval rating underwater in 47 of 50 states arrives with the familiar caveat that polling has carried structural problems for several cycles. The more politically meaningful data, analysts argue, lies in the competitive states: Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, where widening disapproval margins would carry real consequences for midterm elections that Bishop William Barber is already mobilizing to influence. Barber launched a national voter mobilization tour at Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta, targeting infrequent Black voters ahead of November. The AME Church network's geographic reach gives him institutional infrastructure that most political operations would pay hundreds of millions to replicate. Atlanta's competitive Senate race and multiple House seats make it the logical starting point. A separate and politically pointed controversy surrounds a reported $400 million bunker project. Former officials told The Washington Post that a classified Obama-era continuity of government facility already provides the presidential nuclear protection cited as the project's rationale. If that account is accurate, the public justification for spending $400 million on a project at a property the president personally benefits from does not hold up, a framing that tends to travel across partisan lines in ways that conventional attacks do not. The case of a USS Lincoln sailor whose father was arrested by ICE during the sailor's 9-month deployment captures, in a single family's story, the collision between two things the Republican coalition simultaneously valorizes: military service and strict immigration enforcement. The Trump administration's position, that immigration law applies regardless of family relationship to service members, is legally defensible. Whether it is politically sustainable heading into a midterm environment is a different question, one that puts military readiness advocates and immigration hardliners within the same coalition into direct tension. On policy, Trump is reportedly studying Australia's superannuation model as a potential framework for social security reform. Australia's mandatory defined contribution system requires employers to contribute, currently 11% of wages, into individual retirement accounts, producing high savings rates and reduced fiscal dependence on the state pension. Every serious economist who has modeled a U.S. equivalent acknowledges the same central obstacle: funding current Social Security benefits while simultaneously redirecting worker contributions into new private accounts would create a multi-trillion-dollar financing gap. Social Security's trust fund is on track for depletion in the early 2030s, which means the political window for any reform is closing regardless of which model is chosen.